It is. Hopefully it's a repeat from last year. So we'll see. We'll see if Notre Dame can get the job done, finish the job.
Champions will always tell you it's extremely difficult to get there, and it's even tougher to repeat. Notre Dame has not lost a 1A match all season. They are 37-8. They've been ranked number one all season long. All eight of those losses come to two and three and 4A teams, a couple of which I think went on to win state championships, including Dyke New Hartford in Class 2A. And Notre Dame's really, well, if you look at the numbers, it looks like they've cruised right into the finals, 3-1 and 3-0. The 3-1 match against Tri-Center, night one of the state tournament, the quarterfinals, Notre Dame came out with some jitters.
Yes.
And lost that first set. And bounced back and won the next three in a row without too much difficulty. Last night, different story. Every single point contested. And we knew it would be.
Yes.
Holy Trinity gave Notre Dame all they can handle. I was talking to Coach Melissa Friesmeyer here before the match. She and some of her assistants and staff, and I think players are up here to watch tonight. And, I told her, I said, that ball bounces three or four different ways a couple different times.
Yeah.
And Holy Trinity sitting here playing tonight.
Yes. A lot of credit to Holy Trinity for making it that far. And I want to share a little thing about last night. At the end, the Randolph sisters and Gabby were over there getting interviewed. At one point, all three were hugging each other, bawling their eyes out.
Yeah.
It was something pretty cool to see.
So they, of course, are first cousins. Their mothers are sisters, Jeannie Deary and Jan Randolph. They were the Hoyer girls back when I was a kid. I was fortunate enough to work for them and their family. Doyle Hoyer, who's still probably down there listening tonight, I'm sure, in Fort Madison. Doyle, I don't know, I can't tell you how much I learned from their dad, Doyle Hoyer, and his wife, Bert, who passed away a number of years ago. But wonderful people, huge supporters of all of Southeast Iowa, both schools. But really neat when you see, how often do you have first cousins going head-to-head like that in a state semifinal, volleyball, basketball, any type of sporting event. It's really a unique experience. And I know there was a lot of tears early. I was out a little bit later on, half an hour or so after the match had wrapped up, and we're out in the outer concourse, and you could still see the tear-streaked faces, but there were smiles, right? And I had a chance to talk to Brad and Jan and both Brad and Jeannie and talk to all the girls. And Allie Randolph, another great player from Melissa Friesmeyer at Holy Trinity a couple years ago, was there. And, by then the sting had worn off a little bit, and they were laughing about the stories they're going to have to tell for the rest of their life. So
yes, that's true.
we did see something pretty special last night. And, again, it was just an absolute battle. 26-24, Notre Dame in set one, 26-24. Set two. After leading 15-6 in set three, Holy Trinity came charging back, took a 24-21 lead. It looked like we were going to set number four, but then Notre Dame, four straight points, an ace serve, wrapped it up by Ava Parkins, and it was Notre Dame advancing and Holy Trinity wrapping up a tremendous campaign. So how fortunate are we in Southeast Iowa to have such amazing volleyball?
Yes, that's awesome. It's great to see.
You know, we've talked about West Burlington and how their program has really continued to improve. Coach Maureen Heath there now will, I think, continue to take them to another level with Sophia Armstrong and McKenna Marlowe back. I know they just lost Grace Honig to injury late in the season. And while she played a big part of the girls' success this year, she was just a lone senior on that team. So West Burlington, one of these years, I'm going to be sitting courtside cheering on those Falcons, too. I think that'd be fantastic. And Burlington volleyball has continued to be competitive at the 3 and 4A level. And of course, Holy Trinity, Notre Dame, Waco's been good. And it's just really fun to watch. I'm telling you, good high school volleyball is about as exciting as it gets for high school sports.
Yes. I mean, I think a lot of these high schools on Southeast Iowa are starting to get some club volleyball players, and that's helped them out quite a bit.
And some of which in the club that you're involved with, the Iowa Rockets, out of Iowa City. So Chin is our analyst tonight, has been with us all of last season and into this season as well for the postseason calls. And that does make a huge difference. And I know all the sports now have travel teams and AAU teams, and it really starts to ring home when you see the results that you get with some of these girls like Gabby Deary that's been in your program for how long?
Three years now.
Yeah.
Quite a commitment for them, you know, driving an hour each way of practice three nights a week, and now you see the results. Reap the benefits of all that hard work.
And we'll see if Notre Dame can reap the benefits of one more big night. Springville's going to come in and give the Nikes all they can handle. They come in with a 35-4 record. They are led by Nia Howard on assists. She must be the libero that sets up the big outside hitters.
Setter.
There we go, setter. And Lauren Wilson is a big 5'10 senior, comes in averaging a couple kills per night. And we saw her in basketball, and we'll get to that in a minute. Athletic, can really move, and definitely can elevate and knock those kills down. They're led in blocks by Lily Clark. She's a junior. She is about 5'9", if I believe. No, they got her at 5'11 as well. And then Grace Mattis leads them in digs. And service aces, looks like Nia Howard is their best server. They serve markedly better than Notre Dame, 95%. That's about as good as I've seen in the state tournament.
That is pretty good. But you also have to factor that in. Are they serving easy balls to get all those in, or are they serving really tough balls, bullets, where you get some errors here and there?
Yeah, Notre Dame comes in at 91%, and they definitely take some chances on the serve.
Yep, they do.
And we talked to Coach Davis about that postgame the other night. He's like, hey, I'm okay when Taryn Stephen drills ones into the net because she's aggressive, and that's what we want her to do. So, but 95% is the serve efficiency for Springville, and we come in at 91%. Most of the statistics are pretty similar. I did not find any similar opponents. They play in a little bit of a different part of the state up north of us here, north Cedar Rapids. To get to state, they beat Don Bosco, Edgewood, Colesburg, and St. Ansgar. Here at state, they beat Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, 3-1. That's the team that Notre Dame beat in the finals last year. And then they just absolutely rolled by North Tama last night, 3-0. They were done, and we were still in our second set. How much does that play in to tonight, considering that they had a pretty easy match last night, maybe some fresher legs, where Notre Dame not only physically did it wear on them, but emotionally as well?
I think Notre Dame, I think, is battle-tested, whereas I think Springfield had an easier route, I think. So maybe that gets into their heads, that they're overconfident. We'll see.
We've talked to various media sources that know a little bit about Springville. One thought Notre Dame was going to repeat as champion. The other one said, I think Springville's better than you think. They're going to sweep the Nikes. So predictions are all over the place. And all that aside, you can look at the stats. You can look at the records. You can talk about what happened last night. But really what it comes down to is just who comes ready to play and isn't affected by the bright lights and the big stage here at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. We're going to have a state champion in a couple of hours. Will it be the Nikes? Stay with us. We'll find out in just a few minutes as the pregame show continues. And again, I want to talk about basketball. There's a little history between the Nikes and the Orioles on the hard court, as in the hard court with a hoop, not a hard court with a net. That story coming up after this break on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to the Powerhouse, the Alliant Energy Center, downtown Cedar Rapids, where the Notre Dame Nikes, the top-ranked Notre Dame Nikes and defending state champion, look to claim that crown again. Somebody's going to be celebrating big time in a couple of hours, and there'll be tears on the other side of the court for sure. And let's hope the Nikes can persevere. They've advanced thus far. And big match last night against Holy Trinity. One of the harder-fought matches I've ever seen in volleyball at the high school level. And for sure, the hardest-fought 3-0 match
yes,
that I've
definitely,
seen.
Definitely.
I mean, that was just so...
That could have went either way.
Hard-fought on both sides of the court. But Notre Dame prevailed. Now they're warming up. We're about 4 or 5 minutes away, I think, from the tip as... Everything gets dialed in here. We got a great crowd on hand. And let's go back to basketball. I was mentioning that there is a little history between Springville and the Nikes. So Notre Dame had a pretty darn good basketball season and a pretty darn good team last year under Coach Jim Myers. And heading up to Substate, Muscatine, where we played to go to state in volleyball. Come across Springville, and they gave us all we can handle. And these are not my words, but I was talking to another member of the media, and they're like, oh, yeah, that was the game with the officials, and there was some calls, and there was some drama. We'll leave it at that, but Springville advanced to state, and Notre Dame didn't. And Gabby Deary brought that up to me last night.
Oh, wow.
So they know, they remember, and sometimes those little things, that little chip on your shoulder, can just make a little bit of a difference. So we'll see how that carries over as Springfield advanced to state in basketball. Now they both meet again on the volleyball court. Somebody's going to win a state championship here in Cedar Rapids.
I think based on the warm-up so far, I think I'm going to give my nod to Notre Dame on this. The key is going to be a serve-receive, getting in system, and I think Belger is going to have a big night trying to shut down their best outside hitter, Lauren Wilson. If she can handle blocking, getting some blocking, some hands on her hits, we're going to be in good shape.
You know, I talked to Coach Mike Davis and Coach Susan Reed pregame, and no real special plan. They don't have anything really different they're going to try to do. Basically, the Notre Dame volleyball story is do what we do, and things usually work out. Now, I did mention to them, and I'll say it now, I don't think we've done what Notre Dame volleyball normally does defensively this week.
Right.
So I think they're going to have to improve a little bit to really be what they've been all year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And to speak to our sponsors, let's thank them one more time for getting us up here and all of the postseason calls brought to you by Great River Health, my employer, my full-time employer. We thank them for sponsoring postseason volleyball here on KBUR and Fox Sports. Reed Landscaping and Turf. We thank Reed Landscaping and Turf for supporting postseason West Burlington and Nike volleyball. They can do about anything you want. You want a pool in your backyard. You need that retaining wall built. You want some new shrubbery, flowers, Christmas lights. They do it all. That's Reed's Landscaping and Turf. Korshkin State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Auto insurance, home insurance, investments, mortgages. Check and see what State Farm can do for you. Deary Brothers in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. Of course, the Deary name synonymous with Notre Dame volleyball here the last couple of years. And a new sponsor tonight, Jim, Precision Energy Services.
Oh, wow.
Precision Energy Services bringing you solar to Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. Any idea whose outfit that might be? You know any brothers of mine that sell solar?
Oh, good for Pee-wee.
So see Brian Fleming and John Freeling and the crew for all your solar needs. Doesn't matter if it's a small solar project at your house or a multi-million dollar solar project for your farm or for your commercial use. They've done massive projects at Summer Street Animal Clinic over in Illinois, a lot of large different hog farmers. And most recently, they just did the entire solar project at West Burlington High School.
Oh, awesome.
So that is Precision Energy Services. You can Google them. You can call them 601-1556 if you want to write down the number. That's 319-601-1556 for Precision Energy Services, another major sponsor of Notre Dame volleyball here in the postseason. Well, I see my daughter Rowan walking in trying to get a front row seat with Mrs. Deary and the rest of the crew right down front. We got a great student section here. We got a ton of parents. There's a lot of orange and black. There's a lot of yellow and blue. A couple of fan bases pretty proud of their teams that have made it all the way to the state championship here in Cedar Rapids. The Class 1A state championship match coming up after this break on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and worldwide on KBUR.com.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground, all is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees, pre-lit with LED lights. Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments, displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list, from rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a Ph.D. in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, the Alliant Energy powerhouse. I've been waiting to mention this all week, Chin. I think it's interesting that here in the Alliant Energy powerhouse, you got a big Mid-American Energy Company banner, one of the biggest ones in the building. We'll leave that one alone. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside here at the Alliant Energy powerhouse. The Iowa Farm Bureau floor is set out in front of us. The previous two nights, we've had two floors going at the same time with a big net in between. The minute that game got over last night, they tore those floors up. They put the new floor down, and it's just one floor for the entire arena. And boy, is the place packed full of dignitaries, including Grandpa Delbert Stevens, who's got two granddaughters playing tonight, Katie and Taryn. Now, Taryn will play. Katie probably won't. She did serve once in the opening win against Tri-Center. She blew her ACL last spring in some recreational volleyball, and while she's healing fast, she's ready to go. She sounds like she's probably going to wait until track, actually, to come back and go full speed. But what a story, you know. So here she's the MVP player, and she hasn't been top of the ranking all season long here in the championship game. And a lot of what the Nikes do is, sorry for Katie, and a lot of what Taryn does, I think she's picking up a lot of sisters' big shoes that are almost too big for anybody to fill, right?
Right.
And so there's that emotion to, I think, knowing that they're on the sideline. You know, she could have hung it up. She could have stayed home, or she could have done whatever else. But she's rehabbed like crazy, and her knee is back to about where it should be. And she's another coach, right? She's looking like another coach out there. And having a kid on the sidelines that knows what's going on, that can keep the girls focused, that's super important.
And all the girls look up to Kate, so I'm happy that she's in that leadership of the
team. She does a fantastic job, and we'll introduce our officials, Nikki O'Keefe, Brian Rotifer, and I miss that's okay, we won't get on that too much. But, you know, the other emotion for Notre Dame a year ago in October 13th, assistant coach Susan Reed lost her neck. Decent dad, the volleyball coach at Ambrose, Bill Wilson. And anyway, young 3-year-old boy, and I believe he was 3, and brain cancer, just an absolute travesty. They embraced the lost. Everybody mounted a massive campaign about childhood cancer. They raised thousands of dollars at a lot of events. Their cry is Rally for Reed. They've got shirts, hats, koozies, everything you can imagine. And you've seen it, Nike's jersey every night sweeping the back of their warm-up jerseys, Rally for Reed. And it's part of what Notre Dame is. And then kind of one of the cool. One of Reed's little cousins is Grace Reed, okay? And she's the daughter of assistant coach who is on the bench every single night.
Oh.
And she scores, and she's part of the team, and it's just another way to honor the loss of the Maple Leafs 1 year ago in October. We're going to go! Burlington, Notre Dame, Springville. We're going to have a state champion. Will it be the Bills? Under Coach Claude Howard, the 33rd, or will it be your 3rd, 7th, 8th? We are ready to go. Championship volleyball. Starting out play will be Springville, and it's Hazelos. Here we go. Notre Dame on offense, Deary.
Just outside.
On the first hit, a little system there.
Yep.
This is going to be interesting. We got the live stream up on the iPad here, and it's just a little behind.
Nice.
We utilize that or not.
Oh,
but
nice.
And sales a little bit, so Dream fall down 2-0 early and set. And is Morgan. So she's our basketball team base. By Nealman, 5-17 right to Stevens. Pass. After hit by Deary. Turned by Springville. Stevens.
Here we go.
Keep it we've seen it all week. We can't give the 3-9 in a row chin. Is up and in. Pass set. Down we go. It hit by Lily Clark.
Quick. Was not ready for school pass.
One five. Trailing here. That's a good hit by defense by Springville. Back row hit by the Orioles. defended. Back hurt by the Bills. Deary. Defense. And a little hit by Corson and defended by Springville. Outside hit is deep.
That was close. Very close.
5-2.
They call touch on Notre Dame.
Six.
Line judge called that.
Swan. So Coach Davis. Team two first, yeah, but no time. Get there.
Oh, no.
Bent the spot of the back left corner, and she did.
She did.
She did a little far left. Notre Dame trailed 10-1 in the early going. Coach Davis on timeout, back 2 seconds on Fox. You are.
We've been spending more time at home these days, and you may have noticed that your current house just doesn't fit your needs anymore. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank in New London. We have home loans to help you get a house that fits your life today. Or maybe you need to upgrade. Entertainment system, better appliances. With your good credit, the Danville State Savings Bank can help. We go the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's been all Springville here in the early going. The Orioles leading the Nikes 7-1. Mike Davis wanted a timeout. We'll see what adjustments he made. Springville's on serve. Here's Nia Howard.
The coach's daughter here.
Springville's all smile. Notre Dame looks nervous. There's Howard.
Here's
to Parkins.
Nice
to Bentz.
Jenna.
Pass. Set. Hit. Orioles.
Ooh.
Right through the out hands of Drain
out of sorts,
completely
right now.
Out of sorts.
Nice shot by 21, big lefty there. That ball's gonna come with. So you got the lowest overhand pass on that.
And we are at 8-1. Orioles is a commanding lead early. Their power serve. It's in system. The bent. Drops it down. Here comes a nice save by Bentz.
Shot, Gabby.
And there we go. There we go.
Springfield's playing some pretty good defense over there. They're getting to every ball right now. And we're still struggling a little bit on our serve receive, so hopefully we can get that adjusted.
Here's Josie Bentz's serve and a hit by Springville, defended
nice.
Well by the Nikes.
Josie. Get up,
Bentz.
Gabby.
Deary! Went with the tip.
It's a little too tight for her. Right
close
there.
To the net is Springville. Nice. They get it over. Now Parkins. In system. Here comes Deary again.
Oh, there you go.
Wound up and pounded it, but they defended it well.
Nice
big
block.
Hit. Blocked by the Nikes. Belger. Another block. Ooh. By Deary.
Nice block.
Point
by
Nikes. 8-3.
Springfield's definitely double blocking Gabby here every chance they get, so they know that she's getting the ball.
Josie Bentz serve, pass, set, hit, out.
Just a little bit out.
Well, I tell you, just rally scoring. Just, I mean, even a seven-point lead.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, we're sitting at 8-4, and Notre Dame's looking a little bit more comfortable as Josie Bentz lines up to serve again.
Looks like we're settling down here a little bit.
Ball's in the air, pass, set.
Short.
Dink.
Nice.
Saved by Parkins. Bentz.
That's a double.
Korshkin just tried to tip it over to the right line. Wide right point. Springville. 9-4. Nikes trail here in set one. This is the 1A state championship volleyball match in Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside.
Nice pass.
Parkins pass.
System.
Set. Deary.
There you go. Right off the hand.
Terminate.
Nice shot. Excellent pass by Parkins. Start that off.
Again, back to what we've said all week.
Yep.
When they get it in system, and Gabby's on the front row,
boom.
Very, very difficult to stop.
Yep.
9-5, Notre Dame trailing with Parkins on serve. She's been great behind the service line all week.
It's tip
pass,
coming.
Set,
nice
tip.
Job.
Knocked back by Megan Harrell.
Megan.
Out.
Oh, good job. Good eye. Way to communicate with each other there, back row.
Springville went with a little push shot and a little wide left. Three Nikes were sitting there watching it fall. Yep. We watched a lot fall that caught paint, which we don't want to have happen tonight. It's happened once. We don't want it to happen again.
The difference was our middle back was there to where the ball was. So, oh, wow. There's that matchup with number 28, Lauren Wilson, against Belger on the right side. She's going to go right over her.
Big, big hit there by number 28, Lauren Wilson. 5'11" senior. 10-6, Orioles lead the Nikes. On serve is Savannah Nealman. Two bents, a little too much.
Pass. Uh-oh. Back row attack by Jenna. She's in the back row. She hit that ball.
Oh, back row attack. Okay, so.
That starts with a pass. That
an
was a tight,
infraction
high
on
pass.
The Nikes. Yeah, they got it too close to the net. 11-6, Notre Dame trails. Nealman serve.
There you go, Josie. Nice pass.
Bents. Deary.
Oh, beautiful.
Booyah.
In-system pass, and she got the ball right to Gabby. She put it down.
That livens up the Notre Dame faithful a little bit.
Yes. All right, Taryn, let's see some of those tough serves again.
Taryn Stevens, the sister of last year's state tournament MVP, Katie Stevens, who's on the bench with a knee injury, puts it in play for the Nikes. Here comes a big hit by Wilson. Blocked, but out of bounds it goes. Point to the Orioles, 11-7. Check that, 12-7.
Yeah. Our blockers are not getting the hands over across the net. The hands are on our side of the net, and the ball's coming back on our side there. They got to penetrate.
Little lollipop serve. Quick hit by Gary.
What a cut shot by Gabby. That is a very difficult shot to do. She did it with ease.
So that was nice. A super quick set. Yep. Gabby hit it on the way up.
Yep. And the defense, it was too fast for the defense to react to it.
Now Deary on serve. She, too, has been phenomenal on serve all week. Jump
nice
serve in play.
A little bit of assistant for Springfield.
Back row hit by Wilson. To Deary. Bents. Harrell. The tip. Oh, defended well.
Finish
by the Orioles.
There's that corner. Oh.
Out.
Gabby, get over there to make sure it's out.
Yeah, we've only got one back a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, and our you got three in the back row. Two are playing at the 10-foot line. Gabby's deep. They try to go wide right into that coffin corner. A little too wide right now, 12-9. Notre Dame still trails with Deary on the serve. Ball's up.
Right
over the net.
Right
defended. Pass hit.
Tip.
No! Good try by Ava Parkins to save it. They went with the tip instead of the kill, and Springville leads 13-9.
Springville's pretty smart with their hit selections. They know when to tip and when to hit, so...
Wilson on serve. Bents.
Oh,
boom,
nice
Megan
shot.
Harrell.
Megan, the back set by Jenna. Excellent back set.
Rise and fire.
That was another quick tempo back set that Springfield did not see coming.
13-10. Notre Dame inching their way back into this one after trailing 8-1. Harrell served to the right. Defended. Set. Quick hit. Ooh. And down it goes. So they
Springfield came back with their own quick tempo.
That's right. They gave us a dose of our own medicine. That was Lily Clark, the 5'11 junior middle hitter.
Abby Korska needs to keep an eye on their middle hitter and go up when she goes up, because right now she's way too late.
14-10. Springville leads Notre Dame in the championship match. 1A
nice
state
pass,
volleyball.
Nice pass, Taryn.
Bents. Korskin's blocked. There's Korskin, knocks
double,
it over. That's
double
a double.
Contact, Abby.
Point to the Orioles. 15-10.
Get up and hit that, Abby, on the third contact. Get up and hit it.
There's the serve by
nice
Nahazel.
Pass, Taryn.
Bents.
Nice shot, Josie, off the blocker's hands.
That was a little bit of Katie Stevens-esque, the rise, elevate, and kind of hang there, and then look around and say, I'm going to put it over here.
Nice shot, Josie.
Big hit by Josie, who looked a little out of sorts last night against Holy Trinity,
nice
but she
serve.
Seems to be feeling good tonight with the ace from her twin sister, Jenna Bents. 15-12, Notre Dame hanging in there.
Notre Dame needs to be careful here. That setter, number 7, is in the front row. She'll dump it on the second one. So she's kind of tricky and smart.
And that's exactly what they did. Notre Dame blocked it.
Good job, Notre Dame.
Outside hit. Defended.
Oh, nice block. Oh,
what
nice
a save. What a save by Springville.
Come on, Gabby.
Bents. Back row hit by Deere.
Oh,
booyah.
Whoa,
got it back somehow. An unbelievable volley.
Oh, nice.
As Bents pounds it down, they defend it again.
What a rally
here. Nia Howard gets it back. Deary. Bents.
Nice.
Can't handle that one.
Oh,
What a rally. Way to put that down, Josie. Springfield's going to take a timeout
here.
They
defended three of the big hits, but the Nikes kept swinging. They finally got one down, and now they're only down 2 points. Back in 30 seconds with more volleyball from Cedar Rapids after this.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, 1A State Championship Volleyball. Notre Dame fell down early, 8-1, but they've clawed back, now trail by 2, 15-13 in set one. Jenna Bentz on serve. Pass, set, hit by the Orioles. Blocked, but out of bounds off the Nikes.
It's a little too early on that block. She should have waited a little bit longer. She would have had it.
Dyke New Hartford, the 2A state champ before us. I think they won 54 matches on the season.
Wow, that is impressive.
And 3A was Western Dubuque?
Yes, yes.
Beat West
Liberty. No, I'm sorry. It was Northwest Liberty lost to, geez, I can't even think, Green Park. West Delaware.
West Delaware. Yes. Then Western Dubuque must have been the next class.
4A, and they won. They won.
Pleasant Valley up at the 5A yep. level, correct?
Yep.
So 16-14 after that last two-point exchange.
Chip here. Nice read. Parkins.
Parkins, set, Bentz. Tadiri!
Oh, puts it down. That ball was down.
That's kill
nice
number
shot,
five. A high five.
Notre Dame is starting to get in their groove now.
16-15. This is as close as we've been all night. Bentz has served, defended. Set. Here comes the back row hit.
Block! Nice block.
Down it goes! We're tied at 16!
Nice block by Abby Corsigan.
Another slow start by the Nikes like we've seen the last two nights.
Yes.
But here they are back.
Ooh.
Tied up and seemingly playing much,
get out of bounds.
Much more comfortable.
Oh, that's
a little bit too much on that back row hit by Kennedy Breitfelder.
Springfield's a little out of sorts right now.
First lead of the first set for the Nikes.
Nice serve there, Josie.
There's the hit. Blocked by the Nikes. Down it goes. Nobody home.
Nice job there, Belger, putting that block up on their lefty.
18-16 Nikes. So we are on a 17-8 run.
Get ready for a tip here. No, there it is.
Right now.
Nice up, Josie.
Diving save. Big hit by Korshkin. Blocked, but she gets it back over.
Get back. Let's go.
Parkins. Vance. Here comes Deary.
Oh,
she missed it.
She cut it.
But it's still in play. There hits block. Belcher dove for it. Didn't get it. 18-17. Notre Dame leads by one. And Coach Mike Davis, some pretty demonstrative coaching over there. Get your hands up. Get it over. On serve there, libero Grace Mattis puts it up and in play. Just scrapes
nice
over the net.
Ever.
Parkins, Bentz, Deary. Block!
Nice job. She used that blocker's hands. Big time.
If you're listening close
smart
at home,
hits.
You probably heard Gabby say, out!
Yep.
They're only about 15 feet away from us. And,
a smart hit by Gabby.
We've got a maybe not a cast of thousands, but a cast of hundreds of Nike fans right behind us
tip
in May here.
Nice job.
Including Grandpa Delbert and Bob Fleming. 90-year-old Bob Fleming.
Wow.
Rode up with, my brother Brian, Pee Wee Fleming. Part-time producer for the volleyball broadcast and sponsor tonight with Precision Energy Services. 2017 after that last Nike point. Big hit by Wilson. Blocked out of bounds. 2018, Nikes lead by two.
Yeah, our blockers are jumping way too early. They're on their way down before their hitter even touches the ball. So
Could you run over and tell Davis that? Or maybe I'll just text Susan Reed. Hey. Let's hope that they see that as Savannah Nealman
nice
puts it in
pass,
play.
Josie.
Set, Curie from the right side block.
Ooh.
They seem to be timing their blocks pretty good.
Yes, they have. Notre Dame was a little bit off timing on that quick tempo set there, but at least we're getting some good passes on serve receive.
Nealman serve.
Nice.
Parkins.
Ava.
Oh, Deary with a little pushover. Set or dump. Defended. Parkins. Back row hit by Bentz.
Ooh, roll shot.
Lollipop.
Oh, let's go. That's a free ball. Terminate
Bentz.
Here.
Bentz.
Nice.
Arrow.
Oh, nice up by Springfield.
Set.
Ooh, nice set.
Dink. Save.
Oh, no.
But not enough. We're tied back up at 20. Well, nobody said it was going to be easy.
Nope.
Notre Dame has fought back from an 8-1 deficit, but now are back tied up 20 apiece. On serve is Savannah Nealman. Her fourth.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Serve in a row.
Get up, Megan.
Harrell.
Nice shot.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Almost that's out of play, and it is.
Nice
she
shot.
Hit the carpet, or else she would have had it.
Yeah, you can't step on that carpet. Once you step on that carpet, it's out of bounds.
Oh, you're out. You can't step on the carpet. Okay. So you've got probably, I don't know, 15 feet.
15 feet, yeah.
Around the sidelines, and then you get to the carpet. That's out of play on this side. On the other side, the benches would be the out of play area. As Terrence Stevens, nice serve.
That was a nice pass on Springfield. Oh, it's up.
Big quick hit. There's another one. Quick hits. Molly Stamp knocked that one down.
Yeah, we made a mistake to the setter's back row, and we're trying to jump up and block the setter. And we know there's no need to block the setter. Stay on your hitter.
21 all.
Nice pass.
Stevens. Vance Deary, wide left. She tried that John McEnroe cross-court forehand, and it just got a little bit
and she's not happy
wide
with
left.
Herself right now. Get that ball back to her.
She missed one there, but she'll have a chance to redeem herself. I'm confident of it. Matter of fact, she'll have a chance right now. Blocked.
Oh, we got a lift call on Gabby. A lift on that after the block.
She's pretty. Uh-oh. Oh, a timeout.
Yep.
Gabby was really complaining about that. Said she hit it with her fist on the way up, but I was hoping they weren't going to. Do they call technical fouls in volleyball?
No, they give you a yellow card and a red card.
Oh.
Yellow card is a warning, like, don't do that again. Red card is the point of the team.
Oh, it's a point for the team.
Yep.
You're not out of the game?
Nope, you're not out of the game.
Can you kick people out of the game?
Yes, you can.
Okay, just checking. Okay. Just checking. Just
doesn't
checking.
Happen often, but they can.
It is set one here at the 1A State Championship volleyball match. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside at the Cedar Rapids Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. Notre Dame trailing right now by two. The defending state champ and top-ranked Nikes fell behind 8-1, but fought back and took a 18-16 lead. But now it's a little bit of a run by the Orioles.
It'd be a good time for a quick tempo set, back set to Gabby. They won't be expecting it.
Serve, Parkins.
Oh.
Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle the serve there.
Serves ace.
Set point here.
For Kennedy Breitfelter, and here we are, set point. Notre Dame's only lost one all week. They're on the brink of defeat in set one. Serves in play. Parkins. Bentz, back row hit coming from Deary. They defend it. Set, quick hit. Nope,
nice
they dumped
job,
it.
Gabby.
Bentz, Deary, blocked.
Gotta get a higher swing, Gabby.
Bentz, to Bentz, defended. Here comes the hit by the Orioles. Blocked, out of play. Nikes lose set one, 25-21. Back with set two from Cedar Rapids after this break on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
The holiday season is upon us, and Pilot Grove Savings Bank wants to remind listeners of the importance of supporting our local businesses. Just like your dollars spent locally benefit local businesses and boost the local economy, if you deposit your dollars with a community bank like Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we can turn around and make loans to your friends and neighbors. Eat, drink, shop, bank local this holiday season. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? He's easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Class 1A State Championship Volleyball, where the Notre Dame Nikes have dropped set one. This is the same way their match against Tri-Center started out. They lost the first set. They just kind of played sloppy. Then they came back and rolled Tri-Center three sets to one. Now we'll see how they respond to Springville. Springville, a lot more size than Tri-Center, and they get that one big hitter in Lauren Wilson that really's been hot tonight, Chip.
Yeah, she's hitting at a 40% clip right now. That's pretty high for high school volleyball. We need to get a good block on her. Just a little bit, be a little bit more patient on her block or on her hit, and we'll. I mean, they're closing the block out, but just not getting a penetration across.
So here we go as set two is prepared to get underway. They got T-shirts flying into the. Those aren't T-shirts, they're snacks.
Snacks, yep. Oreo cookies and all sorts of goodies.
Hey, Chin and I like snacks. What's going on here, huh? So, what is Notre Dame made of? Do they have a comeback in them? Starting serve in set two is Josie Bentz.
Nice serve, Josie.
They're out of system. They get it back in play. Parkins, Bentz.
Oh.
And Belger, nice hit to keep it in play.
Nice move, Bentz. Josie. Way to get the ball.
Deary.
Come on.
Man, they are blocking. Lights out tonight.
Yeah, right now we're barely clearing the net on our hits. That's the reason why they're getting some good hands, good blocks on it. We just got to reach a little bit higher on our swings.
So Notre Dame trails 1-0 here in the early going after dropping the first set. 25-21. Serves in play. Bentz.
Nice pass. Get
to
up,
Bentz.
Good
nice
spot.
Little ding.
Nice.
By
nice
Abby
job,
Korshkin.
Abby.
One apiece.
All right, pretty tough serve here, Ava.
And Ava Parkins on serve for the Nikes.
Nice serve. That's trouble.
Uh-oh. Trouble. Oh, they got it over. They got it over. Here comes Bentz.
Let's terminate here.
To Bentz.
Nice shot.
Oh, Megan Harrell.
She got up on that. Good hang time.
She hung and she hit it where they weren't.
Yes.
We've said it all week. You got to hit it where they ain't.
And that started with them being out of system. So we got a free ball back and we terminated. That's what you want to do.
And then they created a campfire and say, you know, it's they couldn't get to it. They just surrounded it, right? Oh, that was going to be out.
That was going to be out.
But it was a good save by
Bentz. Nice save. Good. Good go.
They're
nice
a block to Parkins.
Come on, Gabby.
Set from Bentz. Deary with the hit.
Nice
save
shot.
By their libero. Ooh, now a big hit by double. Them. Blocked. Parkins, Bentz, Harrell, blocked,
oh,
man!
She timed that perfectly, had her hands way over, both hands over the net.
Tied back up at two apiece. Up front, it is Belger, Harrell, and Bentz for the Nikes. Deary, Parkins, and Bentz in the back row. Serving for the Orioles is Savannah Nealman.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Ooh, tight.
Nice reach,
they
Megan.
They couldn't handle it. Megan Harrell.
Nice reach. She used her left hand on that.
She did, and she just barely got it over the net and down onto the pink court here at the Powerhouse.
So a good way for Jenna to offset, you know, adjust to their big blockers. Maybe set the ball a little bit further off the net so they can't reach across and block it. Gives your hitters a little bit of room to go around the block if you need to.
Here's the serve by Terrence C. Stevens all the way to the back row. They took it. Back row hit is blocked.
Nice.
Parkins diving save. Pass set hit by the Orioles.
Oh, blocked! Big block by Megan. Wow.
Nice. Megan Harrell.
Timed that
puts
perfectly.
Notre Dame up 4-2.
Let's go, Taryn. Give us another tough serve. Get him out of system.
Here comes Stevens.
Nice serve.
Ooh, Rao's going to be right on the back line. Set hit.
Out deep.
Good job. Good eye.
Okay. Ooh. Now Springville making a couple of mistakes.
Josie better move over there just in case it's close to that line. You don't want that thing to drop in the corner and feel the wrath of Coach Davis.
Yeah. Speaking of the wrath, Coach Howard giving the Orioles a little chat over there. He's been smiling throughout the first game, but now he's looking a little more serious as Notre Dame leads. Big hit. Man, we just didn't get there.
Yeah, just a little bit out of position.
It was Wilson knocking it down again, and we
another
just,
kill for
again,
her.
Didn't hit it that hard. We just weren't there.
Nice.
So 5-3 now. Notre Dame leads in set two. They dropped the first one, 25-21. Now we can't handle the serve. An ace for Kennedy Breitfelder.
Wow. Lauren Wilson from Springfield has got 7 kills already.
There's the left-handed serve into the net. A freebie for the Nikes. Puts us back up 6-4.
All right, Gabby, let's get this going here. Come on.
Notre Dame has rode the serves of Gabby Deary all the way into this championship match. Let's see what they can
serve.
Do with this.
Nice pass by Springville.
Pass, set, hit, out.
Good eye. Really tough. Nice job, Ava Parkins.
7-4 as Parkins watched that one sail wide left. Now Deary on serve again for the Nikes.
Yep, their setter's still front row here, so look out for a setter dump here, Notre Dame.
Big serve by Deary.
Oh, ace serve. Ace serve.
Out of play, right to us. Actually, nice. Our buddy Matt Levins handled that. Good hands, Matt. So the ace for Deary. Notre Dame up 8-4 in set two.
Do it again here, Gabby.
Ball's in the air. Jump serve
nice
over the net.
Nice serve.
Tough to handle, but they do. Set, back row hit.
Nice
Deary. Bents. Oh, set it up, but they were ready.
Out.
Quick hit. Oh, that would have been out, but Deary saved it. Bents. Harrell met at the net. It's blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should let that big hit go. It was going to be out by 3 feet.
That's another tight set there. Megan couldn't do anything. She was trapped against their big blocker in the middle there.
8-5.
Nice pass, Gabby. Get up, Megan.
Bents to Harrell. Here comes the hit. Ugh. And...
quick
kill.
Tempo, quick tempo set by
for Lily Clark.
Springville. Our defense is not moving to the ball right now.
8-6, your score in set two. Notre Dame dropped the first one, 25-21.
Nice. Get up.
Bents to Bents.
Ooh, hit
caught
the antenna.
Yep. Point to Springville, 8-7. So a 3-0 run here by the Orioles.
Short.
Lollipop
nice
serve.
Pass.
Nice save by Taryn.
There you go, Josie.
And good night.
That went off the setter's face.
Josie Bents.
We call that a facial.
Rise and fire.
We call that a facial. Ooh. That was a nice hit by Josie.
9-7. Nike's back in the lead with Megan Harrell on serve. Good serve to the far right side.
Try to get in the middle here. Ooh,
set it up.
Nice job.
Defended
Megan.
Well. Back row hit by Deary. Oh, a diving save for the Orioles. Big hit, too much,
out.
That's
just
out.
Just a little bit outside. Ooh.
10-7, Nikes.
We're still standing watching that ball drop. Ooh.
That was out by about 2 inches.
Yeah, if that.
Mike Davis was right online. You could see him almost kind of grimace as they let it go. But point to Notre Dame. Now the back hit
out.
Is way out. Yeah. That about hit Katie Stevens on the Notre Dame bench. Now we're at 11-7, Nikes.
I would expect maybe a tip here by their hitter since they got a couple of hits that have been way out of bounds.
Susan Reed calling the serves out to Harrell. She puts it in play.
Oh,
set it up. Blocked.
Defended perfectly by
Bance.
Josie.
Pass. Set. Blocked by the Nikes.
Abby. Here we go. Oh, good call.
Double. In the net.
Ooh.
No, what's that?
Back row attack. But
back row attack.
Ref made a bad call. The setter is front row right now. But the ref thinks that the setter is back row.
Can they reverse it?
Yeah, they can. They'll replay it. You might want to... The ref's going to converse with the down ref. Here we go.
Timeout.
Ooh.
Nope, just timeout Springville. I don't know if they're going to talk about this or not.
I think she called her for a carry.
Maybe she just gave the wrong signal. They're going to chat about it, Will. Nope, they're not.
They're
not going to have a discussion. Point Nikes 12-7. We'll keep it right here during the break and give our sponsors a shout-out again. Big thanks to Precision Energy Services, who jumped into the fray to be a major sponsor for tonight's broadcast. Precision Energy Services, call 319-601-1556. Somebody call that number right now and tell the guy that answered that the guy on the radio said he should give you free solar. That'd be a heck of a deal. Somebody call him. Somebody pick up your phone and call 319-601-1556. Say that you heard Chin say that Pee-wee will give you some free solar. I mean, the sun is free, right? So anyway, Precision Energy Services can put solar on your house, your business, or your school. They just finished a multi-million-dollar project for West Burlington Independent School District and also have solar at Notre Dame. So we thank Precision Energy Services as well as Deary, Corsican State Farm, Reed Landscaping and Turf, and Great River Health.
Nice, sir. Coming over. Oh, nice job. Here we go.
Set by Vance. Deary comes flying in out of nowhere, but they handle it.
Nice.
Wait, it was off the scoreboard, but you play that, huh?
Yes, on your side you can. Yep. Coming. Good.
Harrell saves. Stevens.
Get there, Josie.
Josie nice Vance. Oh, just a little too much fuel on that jet. So after a little run by the Nikes, the Orioles flip the script, and it's now 12-8.
Here we go. Let's start it off with a pass here, girls.
Nahazel on serve for the Orioles to the back row.
Nice pass, Terry.
Pass.
Get up there.
Set.
Jersey. Nice
Josie
line shot. Woo, that was a nice line shot.
Look out below. That was a big swing. You know, she's not as tall, maybe not quite the leaper that Deary is. Maybe she is. All I can say is that she gets up and flies, and I'm telling you, she swings from the next county over as Jennebence tried to do one of those little lollipop serves into the net. Service error puts a score at Nike's 13, Orioles 9, and set 2. Notre Dame dropped the opening set 25-21. Here's the serve from Nia Howard. Beautiful nice serve pass. Defended by Bentz. Back row hit coming from Deary.
Oof.
Oh, it caught some paint. Oh!
That was close.
Man, did I think that was in. Let's look at the replay.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's barking about it. No, I'm watching up here. The feed on the iPad was running way late, so I was getting confused.
Nice shot. There you go. Coming out swinging, Abby. That's what you need to do.
You know, Abby Korshkin has provided some key hits and some key blocks throughout this state tournament, and that was a key moment right there to kind of stem that little momentum that Springville had. Now 14-10, Notre Dame still leading after the Korshkin kill.
Get to the left. There you go. Nice up.
Bentz, nice Belger, set. Deary. That's too much. Two in a row, too deep by Deary.
Gabby didn't transition off the net far enough, so she was underneath that ball. That's why it zoomed out
on her. Didn't get enough downspin on her to the right attack angle.
Got to keep that ball in front of you when you're swinging.
14-11 is where we're at. Here comes the serve.
Nice
it's in.
Pass. Get there.
Parkins. Bentz. Nope, that was
center dump.
Korshkin.
Here we go.
Parkins. Bentz. Here comes Deary.
Nice Boom. Shot, Gabby.
15-11.
Nice set there,
I've
Jenna.
Said it once. I've said it 10 times. And maybe this is true for any team, I suppose, to an extent. But when Notre Dame's in system and Deary's on the outside hit, it's really, really highly likely they're going to get the point.
Feed the big dog.
And there's a block.
There's a nice block there by Megan Harrell.
Megan Harrell and Deary.
Close that.
Provided the wall at the net. 16-11 Nikes. So this is the pace they want to play at.
Come on, Ava, serve this thing deep.
Ava Parkins puts it in play. She listens to Chin and drops it back into the back row. Set. Hit. Oh, my goodness gracious sakes alive. That was
big hit by Lauren Wilson.
Big time hit by Wilson. 16-12 to stop that little Nike run.
Belger was definitely on her way down before Lauren even hit that ball. So she went right over Megan, right over Maisie.
Bentz to Bentz. To Harrell.
Harrell comes back with her own line shot. What an answer there. What an answer by Notre Dame.
That was, again, good in-system volleyball. Yeah. Great set. Harrell timed her jump perfectly.
Yes, she did.
Volleyball is so much about timing, right?
Yeah, timing.
Timing of your jump, the timing of your swing, and 17-12 is our score right now. Cedar Rapids in our state championship match. Almost an ace. Here comes Wilson. She's blocked. Oh, darn it.
Josie.
Josie.
Taryn reached out in front of Josie. Josie was right there.
Yeah, Josie would have had it. Just a little miscommunication there. 17-13.
That's why it's important to talk to your teammates. When you're in a good position there, call mine. They'll back off.
Here comes the next serve by Breitfelder.
Short serve. Nice.
Stevens. Bentz. Deary. Blocked. Set. Here comes the hit by the Orioles. Short.
Nice job, Gavin.
Deary. Parkins, Deary.
Nice
got Gabby. It down, baby!
Way to find that deep corner there, Gabby, on an out-of-system set. Well done.
Kill number Ocho. That's eight for Gabby. And now she steps up to serve to lead her Nikes that lead by five and set two.
Nice, tough serve.
Almost an ace!
Free ball. Let's go.
They recover in time. Now there's
nice
Deary.
Nice pass. Here we go.
To Bentz. Here we go.
Oh, Carol. Nice shot by Megan.
Defended by the Orioles. Set. Set her down.
Good job,
Bentz
Josie.
Defends it. Bentz set. All hit right. By her sister.
Oh, get there. Get there.
Oh. Falls in. Deary. Well, there it is. We haven't talked about this, but last night Deary dove and broke her chin open. Needed five stitches last night after the match. She probably could have dove for that one. I bet that chin was saying, Gabby, I don't know. I don't know. There's a good
nice
serve.
Pass,
defended well.
Turn. Oh, nice.
Bentz is blocked.
Coming tight.
Into the net. Nice can't shot. Handle it. Okay. Set placement is huge as well. That set just got too close
way
to the net.
Too tight.
Springville couldn't handle it. 19-14. Notre Dame in the lead in set two.
All right, Megan. Give us a tough serve here.
We got about four off Harrell's serve last time. There's the serve to the back right corner. Pass. Set. Nice right set. Side
short.
Hit.
Good, good, good. Nice job, Megan. Way to get that.
Deary from the back row. That
oh,
one down.
A little change up on Gabby Deary. There, Springville was expecting a lot of heat on that, and she took some off.
A little off pace, and Springville and Coach Claude Howard wants a timeout with Notre Dame leading 20-14. Back in 30 seconds after this on Fox Sports and KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. It's state championship volleyball. Casey Fleming and Chen Nguyen from the Iowa Rockets courtside. Hey, if kids want to get involved in the Iowa Rockets, I know you guys have a Facebook page. What are other ways to learn about the Rockets?
Well, we have a website, iowarockets.com. Just feel free. We got a whole bunch of information there. Like right now, we're finishing up our tryouts. And so, usually in the summer is when we start doing our clinics again. So,
what ages can we...
We go from 10-year-olds all the way up to 18.
So. 10 to 18. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. So Notre Dame gave up a point there. There was another opportunity, a deep ball that Gabby Deary could have dove for.
We keep hearing this.
And even if she was going to dive, she wasn't going to get it because of the carpet and the big
banners there.
Fairway meat and grocery sign back there. Parkins.
Good help there,
Bentz. Josie. Deary gets it over.
We're probably going to go Temple Middle here.
Quick pound for the Orioles. That was Lily Clark.
Right down the middle.
20-16, Notre Dame leads in set two, trying to even it up at one set apiece.
Abby needs to keep her eye on 32 on those quick tempo sets.
Stevens, Bentz!
Oh, nice.
Booyah!
Oh, nice shot, Josie.
After the big kill, the Notre Dame bench did some sort of dive move, acting like they were snapping a picture. That was pretty cool. 21-16, Notre Dame leads. Here comes Jenna Bentz looking to make up for that last service error last time, and she does.
Nice.
Good serve there. Tough to handle. They get it. Outside hit.
Oh, outside the antenna.
Caught the antenna.
Nice job.
Oh, outside the antenna.
Yep.
Is that some sort of sensor over there?
No, it's a camera, a video camera.
It's a camera. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. The net cam. 22-16. Jenna Bentz on serve. Ball's in the air. Over the net it goes. The libero. Pass. Set.
Oh. Oh, center dump. Ooh, that was a nice attempt.
The net is our friend.
Yes,
that time
that
the net
time, yes.
Carried the ball a little bit further, landed over there on the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union logo on the floor. Point Nikes, that magic 23 is in our hands right now. Served by Benz.
Nice pass.
Set, quick hit, right, defended by the
nice
Nikes.
Up. Come on.
Out!
Oh! Oh! Wow.
24-16.
That was a nice dig by Jenna Benz there on the right back.
On serve. Jenna Benz, Coach Reed calls out the placement. Right nice to the libero. Big swing and hit. Blocked
good
and defended.
Good pass, Gabby.
Deary, Benz. Benz! Here comes a hit by Springville. They can't get it over. Into the net it goes. We're tied at one apiece. Set two goes to the Nikes, 25-16. Back with set three after this from Cedar Rapids on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and worldwide on KBUR.com.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground, all is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees, pre-lit with LED lights. Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments, displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list, from rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Iowa High School Girls Volleyball Championships. What a day. Started at 10 this morning. We're at Pleasant Valley down Cedar Falls. Then that was Class 5A, Class 4A, Western Dubuque over Waverly, Shell Rock, West Delaware victorious over West Liberty, who knocked off West Burlington earlier in the regional final. They won 3-1 in Class 3A. Class 2A won by dominant Dyke New Hartford. Now Notre Dame looking to repeat as your 1A state champions after losing set one, 25-21. They respond in kind in set two, 25-16. Set three ready to go, and got to hug and kiss those radios as I channel my inner Don Brandt and inner Jim Zobel, but also channeling my inner Gary Dolphin. I think the voice of the Hawkeyes is tuning in tonight on KBUR.com up in Piasta, Iowa, as he preps for a big trip to Evanston as the Hawkeyes take on Northwestern on Saturday. There's the first point of set three to the Nikes. So
excellent pass there by Gabby. Put it right in system. And Abby Korskin put it right down with a little tip.
So shout out to Dolph if you're listening, and Father Marty at home down in southeast Iowa. Hug and kiss those radios. We need every bit of help we can as they get a shot down in the middle of the court. Ties things back up at one apiece. Notre Dame and the Orioles, one apiece on the scoreboard this set, one apiece in the set count as well. On serve for the Orioles, Nia Howard, coach's daughter.
That was another quick tempo set in the middle. This time Abby got her hands on it, so that was a great job.
Nice diving Parkins. Diving. Parkins dove to save that one that ticked the net. There's Howard on the bump. Set, hit, defended by Benz.
Nice job.
Parkins, yeah. Back row, Deary.
Oh! Gabby just muscled that thing over the net and on the ground. Oh, wow.
I mean,
the fact that she even got to that ball was impressive because that was a set that was way inside the 10-foot line.
I'd like to go back and see that net cam replay because she bent that net about 3 feet as she pounded it into the top white stripe. Here comes a set and hit by the Orioles. Can't handle it.
Big lefty. That was a tough shot there. She went down the line with the left-hand shot.
You know, and all the kills they're getting, they're right in the middle of the floor. They're not hitting corners or anything.
Well, our block's not getting a good block set up there right there. Right, timing on the block also.
There's the serve.
That's trouble.
And the defense.
There.
Belger to Deary.
Oh, nice
they can't
shot.
Get to it.
Another kill
for Gabby.
Wow.
She's got 10 on the night.
11.
We're going to give that 11, actually. Yeah. We're now at 3-2. Notre Dame leads. Early here in set three in Cedar Rapids State Championship volleyball on KBUR.
Nice save by Vince.
Parkins gets it over.
Probably going to go back
set Pass,
here.
Set, quick hit. Blocked by Deary.
Good job on that read, Gabby.
Great timing, and
her
height and athleticism got her up over the net and put that thing straight down. 4-2, Notre Dame leading with Parkins on serve. In play it goes. Set, hit, block. Another point for the Nikes.
Springfield's struggling right now.
Savannah Nealman just didn't elevate on that hit at all, and into the net it went. 5-2, Nikes.
Springfield's hitting percentage last set was in the negative, so that's a telltale stat right there.
Pass, set. Wow, that hurt.
Yep.
Wilson just introduced herself to Jenna Bentz in the forehead.
You don't want to do that to your setter. You got to get that block set up there, Maisie. Time that thing. You're on your way down again.
On serve is Savannah Nealman.
Nice
to
pass,
Bentz.
Jersey.
To Bentz. Here comes Deary, but instead Harrell took it.
Nice
they blocked
fake.
It out of bounds.
That was a nice fake by Gabby. It drew their middle block to Gabby, and Megan had one-on-one there.
That makes a difference. That
huge difference.
So when you're on the front row in defense, are you watching the ball or the girls in front of you?
Always watch the hitters.
You're watching the hitters.
Yep.
So when Gabby went up for that fake in the middle, they didn't know that Harrell was going to get it on the left. Ace! By Terrence Stevens. Where's Grandpa Delbert at? There he is. I can hear him all the way down here. Delbert Stevens recognized with the Fan Appreciation Award on Tuesday night here at the Powerhouse.
Tough serve.
Another good serve by Stevens. Now Bentz, back row. Bentz, front row. Harrell, bump. Down it goes. Little miscommunication for Springville that time, Chan.
Hey, that was an excellent choice by Megan. That libero was covering the front corner, and Megan went right behind the middle block, so that's why the libero could not get to that ball. Excellent job.
Notre Dame on a 5-1 run right now with Taryn Stevens on serve.
Another tough serve by
Back
Taryn.
Row, and they barely handle it now.
Oh,
what a save by Parkins. Bentz gets it back over for the Nikes. Here comes Springville. Back row hit. It's deep.
Just
barely deep.
Come on, Josie.
Now, let me ask you
this,
Chin. That gal, after she hit it, then she hit the standard. Should that have been a foul or no? The ref stand?
No, the ref stand's okay.
You can hit the ref stand.
Yeah.
You just can't hit the pole of the net.
Right.
Okay. 9-3. Big hit by Molly Stamp. Blocked by the Nikes. 10-3, Notre Dame. Coach Howard and the Orioles want a timeout. Back in 30 seconds from the Powerhouse here on Fox Sports and KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
After an emotional win over rival Holy Trinity last night, Notre Dame came out slow, and they dropped the opener to Springville 25-21, came back strong in set two to win 25-16. and now have jumped out to a 10-3 lead. Chin, the Nikes are starting to play like the Nikes.
Yes. And Springfield is backpedaling at this point. That's why battle-tested of Notre Dame. Has Springfield been tested yet? We'll see.
Taryn Stevens to the back row on the serve. Set. Hit. Man, well, she gets a good clean look at it.
Wide.
It was wide left for Wilson, but man, oh man.
Had some heat on that one.
She hits it as hard as anybody I've seen all year, including that gal from Dyke, New Hartford.
Yes.
I mean, that's coming down with authority.
Yeah, Taryn might want to scoop back a little bit, give yourself some time to react to those hits.
Set nice or dump, blocked by Deary.
Oh, we got a little change up here. Gabby's
set,
playing
hit,
middle.
Blocked!
Oh, excellent strategy here by Coach Davis. They've switched Megan Harrell from the middle to outside and moved Gabby in the middle so that she can help block Big 28.
Bigger they are, the harder they fall, and when you hit it hard, it goes back at you hard.
Just as fast.
And that came off Gabby's hands just as quick as it came off Wilson's hands. Point Nikes, 12-3 Notre Dame.
Nice
outside
job.
Hit blocked. Diving
defense.
Save by Parkins.
Back row,
hit by Vance. Deep.
You didn't get on top of that. That thing just zoomed right out of bounds on her.
Little too much fuel on that flight. 12-4 Notre Dame leads here in set three, leading. No, tied up set apiece. What am I saying? Bence. Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Oh, what a great diving save by Wilson. Here's Harrell.
Oh,
she didn't time it right, but it got in. Set it up by the Orioles. Vance to Deary.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Blocked. Howard set. Running hit.
Nice.
Blocked again.
Megan Gabby.
Megan Harrell. And putting Deary in the middle on those blocks has made a difference,
big
Chin.
Big difference. Now they got to go around a big block in the middle, so.
That's why we've got Chin. I don't notice things like that. And that's why we've got our producer, Jason Marlowe, back at the home studio, the home Memorial Park Road studios, keeping me up to date on all the volleyball lingo.
And that is definitely Notre Dame's friend tonight.
As Gabby Deary gets an ace serve, her second of the night, putting Notre Dame up 14-4.
Looks like Springfield's probably going to go back set quick tempo here for Lauren Wilson. Josie better be ready.
Serve to Mattis.
Oh,
she handles
nice serve.
It. But barely. They meet at the net.
Oh, darn
that it.
A little joust there on the Springfield setter. With
a joust?
Joust.
That's okay.
When the ball's up in the middle and everybody, both players are going after it, who's going to push it harder?
I got to take notes on that. A joust, okay. I remember the video game joust from the 80s as the lollipop serve is an ace for Wilson. A little off tempo. They dropped it right at the 10-foot line, did Springville. That was Lauren Wilson. This time all the way to the back row, Parkins.
Nice pass,
to Bence. Here comes Bence.
Oh, nice job, Josie.
Another kill by Josie. Number five on the night.
Notre Dame is swinging on these sets, and good things are happening.
Okay.
All right, Taryn, get ready for a set or dump here.
15-6. Megan Harrell on serve. Back right. Set. Hit. I was going to say block, but they missed it. Then we missed the dig. And 15-7. Springville. Springville's not just going to fold up camp and go home.
They got a little fight in them.
They do. And we saw it last night with Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity in set 3, 15-6. Those Melissa Friesmeyer-led Crusaders came back and took a 24-21 lead before finally losing to the Nikes as Deary gets a big hit.
Nice job.
Defended
there,
nicely
Jenna.
By the Orioles. Here. Another one by Deary. Blocked again. Saved by Bence. Bence. Set. Bet. Swing.
Oh, that's a lift. That's a lift. Good call.
And the lift is called.
Nice job.
The Notre Dame faithful loves it. Great rally there. 16-7. Nikes lead in set 3.
Those back row sets that Gabby's getting, she needs to aim for the corners because they have their middle blocking them. When you hit down the middle, you're going to get blocked. Nice, tough serve there.
Serve, set, block! Point for the Nikes! That was Korshkin and Belger. 17-7 Notre Dame. Here comes the Jenna Bent serve. Howard, quick hit, defended by
nice
Bence.
Stuff.
Parkins, back row, Deary. Good
coming,
save. Oh! Jealous of the net. Nikes couldn't handle it. And a point to Springville. Good return there by Breitfelter in the back row. Now on serve is Nia Howard, coach's daughter, junior. Nice serve.
Oh, boy.
Parkins.
Nice save
by Vance.
Ooh, I don't know about... Oh, she called for the net.
Said she got into the net on the far side. Yeah, Coach Davis.
I don't know.
He didn't argue the call. He's just barking at the girls a little bit.
I don't think she touched the net on that one. Nice pass, Josie.
Vance to Korshkin. Oh. Just a little bit wide right. So this Nia Howard really winds up and serves it. Matter of fact, we're playing four deep,
right,
which I assume is extra defense for a good server.
Nope, right now it's Jenna coming from the back row. She's going to run right up.
Oh, I got you. There it was. Set it up.
Ooh,
oh, they saved
row.
It. Diving.
Ooh.
Hit by Deary. Goes off the wrist the wrong direction. And Springville scratching and clawing their way back into this one. Tied up at one set apiece. Notre Dame dropped the opener 25-21. One set two, 25-16. Nikes lead 17-11. In set two is Howard serve.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Is defended, and Vance is too much to handle on the right side.
Right off the blocker's hands.
18-11 after that big hit by Vance. On serve is Josie Vance right after that kill.
Nice serve.
To the back row. Pass. Set. Hit.
Nice up hit there.
To Vance.
Come on,
to Deary.
Nice shot.
Defended. Howard.
Big lefty.
To Nealman. Blocked. Parkins set by Vance. Quick set. He climbed over the net, but back to the Nikes. Parkins. Vance back row hit.
Nets.
Blocked by Clark Point to the Orioles. The net was not our friend that time, Jim.
Yep. I thought that their middle hit the net.
Well, there's that net cam.
Yep. On the replay.
18-12. Notre Dame leads in set three. Tied up a set apiece here in Cedar Rapids. Winner takes home the hardware. Loser
nice
gets ready for basketball season.
There you go, Abby. Oh, that's a lift. Good call.
Abby Korshkin.
That's a great
another timely kill. We've said it throughout this week. Abby, she might not have the dozen or 15 kills like Benson Deary has, but boy, her three, four, or five kills, they seem to come at timely moments, Jen.
Yes, she knows how to do it.
Parkins on serve. Defended by Springville. Set by Howard. Big hit. Nope. They went off tempo.
Oh.
Notre Dame wasn't ready. And a point to the Orioles. 19-13 is where the score stands.
So our back row defense has to read that when Lauren Wilson goes in for a slow approach and her fingertips are showing. That means she's not hitting the ball. She's going to tip it. Just scoot up and cover that tip shot.
Springville has scored five of the last 7 points.
Nice
there's
pass.
A serve defended by Bentz.
Get up.
Oh!
Nice.
Great defense by Howard.
Oh, wow. There it is again.
Oh, man.
We're not reading it.
They are so prepared to try to block their big hitter, Lauren Wilson. Wilson's got him twice now with little dink shots, and they climb back in this one, 19-14. Back in 30 seconds with more state volleyball on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big thanks to all of our major sponsors for postseason volleyball coverage, starting with Great River Health, Reed Landscaping and Turf, Korshkin State Farm, Deary Brothers, and Brad Deary Honda, and tonight, Precision Energy Services for all your solar needs. Call Precision Energy Services. There's the serve. Here comes Deary. Nope, goes to Harold.
Wow. Nice shot.
She hit that straight down and bounced about 16 feet in the air.
You know what helped her there? Gabby going in the middle. They held that little blocker, so May was one-on-one with their blocker.
You heard me call it. I thought Deary was going to take the swing, but it went off a little bit further wide left. Harrell put it home for her eighth kill of the night. She's playing big.
That was a smart set by Jenna.
Good serve by Stevens.
Oh.
Quick hit that time by Molly Stamp. Notre Dame couldn't handle it. Point for the Orioles, 20-15.
Gabby's got to reach her hands across the net. That would have been a big block. She just reached across.
Here comes the serve by Breitfelter.
Nice pass,
Stevens. Vince Deary.
Right back.
Killed.
Yes. Way to answer that call there, Gabby. That was a smart, another smart set by Jenna.
Her 12th kill, 21-15, Notre Dame leads.
Here comes that quick back set tempo to 28-1. Come on, Josie, get in position.
Ball's in the
one.
Air, deep left. Defended by Springville.
Oh, set it up.
Couldn't handle it. Vince went up like she was going to block it, and then she thought, no, there's somebody behind me to get it. And nobody was home. 21-16 on serve is Wilson. Their big outside hitter.
Oh.
Into the net. It goes.
All right, let's get one more.
She'll get a breather as libero Grace Mattis comes back in. She was the point guard on that basketball team that ousted the Nikes in state, sub-state basketball as Harrell responds in kind, drops one into the net for the service error, 22-17. Notre Dame looking to get that magic number of 23 on this next serve by the Orioles. It's Morgan Nahazel. Right-handed serve, ball's in the air, and up and over the net it goes. Stevens.
Excellent.
Vance.
Pass.
Korshkin, big hit. Block.
There you go.
It's out. It's coming to us.
Underneath you. Underneath you.
There we go. I had to get the ball out. I thought the crowd maybe would cheer as we saved that one. We got nothing. I don't know. I think my assistant basketball coach of our third grade team, Josh Reed, gave me a little tip of the cap there. It's a big block nice by job. Belger. What a play by Belger. Another
nice
block
job
by Belger and Vance. Set. Hit.
Ooh.
Ah, block it back into the net. They almost had it. 23-18. Notre Dame is hanging. You can tell Maisie Belger a little frustrated, but you know, they had two or three blocks in a row. Can't get them all. There's a serve by Howard. Vance
nice
to Vance. Back row hit by Deary. Into the net. 23-19.
I got his side out here, Notre Dame.
This is a game of runs, and the Orioles are on one now.
Give a pass
with
up
their best server behind the line. There's Howard. Oh. Parkins. Vince to Deary.
Nice spot, Gabby.
Set. Quick hit.
Good
Deary.
Good job, Gabby.
Vince.
Come on, Josie.
To Vince. Ooh, the dink. Saved by Howard. Set by Mattis. Big hit is down. 23-20. Kennedy Breitfelter put it down.
So right now, Nia Howard's doing a what we call a jump float. It's a pretty deep serve, and our serve receive is too close to that. We need to back it up a little bit.
And they're on this run with their big hitter on the bench right now.
Parkins
handles
nice
the serve. Vance to Vance. Save.
Coming, coming. Good job, Gabby. Good
Deary. Vance set it up. Got it! Got it! Got it!
Tasting their own medicine.
Hit it where they ate.
Nice
24-20. Set point. We're tied up at a set apiece. On serve, Josie Vance in the
nice
air,
serve
over the net, defended well, set, hit,
oh,
and down it goes, right at
Jenna.
Jenna Vance couldn't handle it.
So obviously we're a little struggling over there on the right side block. Jenna needs to stoop back maybe three, four feet, just give her some time to react to that ball.
24-21. On serve is Mattis. To
nice
Parkins,
pass
to Vance, quick, to D, to Korshkin, they bounce it around to the floor, it falls, 25-21, set three to the Nikes, one set closer to that elusive back-to-back state championship. Back after this with set four on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360, and News Radio 99.3. 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete.
We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the powerhouse, the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. It is state championship volleyball. The Notre Dame Nikes, top-ranked in 1A, undefeated against 1A competition. 37-8 overall, trying to put Springville away. Springville jumped out to an early 1-0 lead, winning 25-21 at the outset. But Notre Dame's responded. 25-16, set 2. 25-21, set 3. Set 4. Coming up. What'd you see on the stat sheet, Chin? I heard you kind of moaning and groaning a bit.
No, this was that last set. That's the best that Notre Dame hit hitting percentage as a team. No one hit negative on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Again, that's why we've got the Iowa Rockets expert on analysis here for us on KBUR and Fox Sports. And I did get text confirmation. The voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dauphin, was able to tune in, I think at least momentarily, on KBUR.com up in Piasta as he's getting his pregame thoughts in order for the big tilt in Evanston. The Kits. Don't take the Kits lightly. Here we go. Oh, a diving save by the Nikes, but not enough to keep it in play. Springville strikes first in set 4. 1-0 Orioles.
Got out that to right side block, man. We gotta wait a little bit longer on that.
Grace Mattis on serve for the Orioles. Ball's up and over the net it goes. Parkins.
Nice pass.
Vince.
Oh, nice.
Korshkin with the big hit, but it's blocked. Deary.
Oh, stumbling. She fell back. No.
Okay.
That ball was behind her head. She just reached back and lost her balance.
I thought it might have caught the antenna. Must have caught the net tape.
Yep.
Of course, Gabby, five stitches in her chin after diving for a ball out of play last night.
A lot of smiles there.
Showing her toughness with that falling, diving hit for the Nikes.
Oh.
And now a little dink shot by Wilson.
Same
puts the Orioles back up front.
Same spot. We got to read that. She's telegraphing with her fingertips wide open. Let's go. Here we go. Let's go, Notre Dame. Let's get a good pass here.
Serve in the air by Nealman. Deary. Vince. Deary.
Nice
blocked.
Job. Out of bounds.
But they can't handle it on the second shot. Pretty emphatic wave of the flag by the official on the far left side.
He's doing a good job there. Does look like Billy Joel over there, doesn't he?
He's got a little Billy Joel to him. Sing us a song, you're the flag man. I'm waving my flag tonight. That ball was into the antenna. Nikes are going to be all right. How about that?
That was incredible. That's
pretty good. Okay, Terrence Stevens on serve. Pass, set.
Out.
All right, Wilson. Out. Way deep on that one. I'm going to take some heat because Wilson, their big stud hitter, and a couple of the other Springville girls have the pink tips on their hair. Yeah. My little third grade daughter, Rowan, has that because she told me she thinks it's cool. Dad doesn't. But now that the high school kids have it, I'm going to be hearing about that. But speaking of hearing about it, Mike Davis is letting the girls have it after some miscommunication on that. Set or dump by the Orioles. We're tied back up at 3. On serve, Kennedy Breitfelder for Springville. Okay, Stevens.
Nice pass.
Bence. Deary.
Oh,
got
nice
it
shot.
Billy Joel says it's in.
She had a little English on there. That ball was top spinning, and it dropped. It looked like it was going out, and it dropped pretty quick. Nice
there
shot.
Another tennis reference. That was a big loop in Yvonne Lendl forehand with the top spin that got the back stripe. And here's Deary on serve.
Nice serve.
Just graces the top of the net. Set. Back row hit. Defended by Stevens.
Nice shot,
Bence. Harrell. In a battle of the net, won by Springville that time, and Notre Dame defends it. Bence to Bence.
Nice.
Another diving save by the Orioles. Here comes Wilson, bumps it over. Oh, they can't handle it. They do handle it.
Oh, nice save, Gabby.
Gabby Deary, a diving save. Big hit. We can't handle that one. Tied back up at four. So it's Wilson on serve with the Orioles hanging in there with the Nikes. Notre Dame leads 2-1. The little dink serve saved by Deary. Knocked over by Harrell. Too much juice. It's out. 5-4 Orioles.
All right, Notre Dame. Let's regroup. Let's get a good pass here on serve.
Wilson serve to Deary.
Nice pass, guys.
Bence.
Get up.
Bence.
Nice.
Blocked out of play. Point to the Nikes. We're tied back up at 5.
Way to use that blocker's hands there, Josie. All right, defense. Get ready. Setter's front row. Get ready for a setter dump.
Megan Harrell on serve. Puts it in play. Pass. Set. Hit.
Short, short. Good job. Oh,
Harrell to the net.
Oh, no.
And a double hit by Bence. So point for the Orioles. 6-5, Springville.
We're going to take a timeout here by Coach Davis. Get him to settle down a little bit.
Okay, timeout. Notre Dame with your score, Orioles 6, Nikes 5. Back in 30 seconds from Cedar Rapids on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Set one to the Orioles. Set two, Nikes. Set three, Nikes. Set four, 6-5 Orioles in the early going. Notre Dame wanted a timeout to get their defense back in order. If Notre Dame has had a weak point, and we said it at the outset of the pregame, throughout the state tournament, it's been their defense, which is rare because their defense is usually spot on.
Right.
We'll see what kind of adjustments they make as Springville puts it in play. Stevens to Bence. Back row hit by Deary. Defended, set, hit, down.
There's that Temple set in the middle again.
7-5 Orioles.
Keep your eye on that hitter there, Gabby. I'm sorry, Abby.
So up front, it's Korshkin and Bence.
Nice.
There's
pass.
Bence to Bence.
Nice shot.
Can't get to that one. That wasn't a power kill. That was just a placement shot.
But it all started with that in-system pass by Taren. Nice job.
In-system. That's right. I'm going to be saying that the rest of the year. I'm going to be saying that during basketball broadcasts. No, the offense was in-system on that possession. Here comes a little dink.
Good job,
saved by
Josie.
Bence. Bence to Korshkin gets it over. Orioles blocked.
Nice.
Orioles back
nice
row
move
by the Nikes. Saved by Bence.
Contact.
Deary back row
nice
hit.
Shot, Gabby.
Saved by the Orioles. Another quick hit
blocked
by Notre Dame. And they can't handle it on the way back. Point to the Nikes. Tied back up at 7. Back and forth. The teeter-totter we ride.
All right, give us a tough serve here, Jenna. There's a nice serve to the corner.
Set. Big hit.
Ooh.
Blocked out of bounds by Belger. 7-8. Springville in the lead. My, oh my, what a match this is.
Yep, they're making a killing on that outside set right now.
It's Howard, she is a heck of a serve.
Yeah,
great save
pass,
by
Ava.
Parkins. And there a big hit. Billy Joel says it's in. If you're just joining us, we're calling the backcourt referee Billy Joel, just because he does resemble the piano man a touch. 8-8, we're tied up. Serve by Bence. Set. Hit. Blocked.
Go. Good job.
Parkins for the Nikes. Ooh, Bence to Bence.
That's a double contact by Jenna. Tough pass to set. It was tight on the net.
8-9 Orioles.
It's a good try, though.
And after sitting out a couple of points, their big hitter, Lauren Wilson, is back in. Served by Mattis. It is up in the air and defended by Bence. To Bence. Deary!
Nice shot down the line.
Woo! Again, there's in-system volleyball by Notre Dame. When it works very well. Tied back up at 9, Ava Parkins.
Probably going to go over to the outside to Lauren Wilson. Let's get over there, Maisie.
Ooh. Quick hit, blocked by the Nikes. Pass,
ball,
set.
Ball here. Let's go terminate this.
All right, Bence. Here comes Deary.
Oh, nice.
Off the forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Of Wilson. I don't know how. I guess you can hit it off your forehead.
Yep.
And now Bence has too much on it in the back row. It's out, 10-9. Nikes literally, it wasn't Wilson, it was actually Breitfelder. It went right through her hands, hit her in the top of the head. Deary's killed it, bounced up into play, and they got it back. So you don't see that every day.
It looks like Springfield made a little adjustment here. They've been moving Lauren Wilson around a little bit.
Whoa! Holy cow!
Nice shot by Gabby.
Something else you don't see very often. Bench goes up with a one-handed set. Her Deary was there for the big windmill swing.
What a perfect.
Her sister's in the background loving it.
Wow, what a set by Jenna.
Got all three of her sisters over there, Gracie, Evie, Bridget, and Nico, watching little sister Gabby, all 6 foot of her. She's put down 16 kills tonight,
nice
and there's
block.
A block by Harrell.
Oh, excellent.
Finally, Notre Dame back in the lead, 11-10 here in set four.
Jenna did a great job setting up that block. Both sets of hands were over the net on that one. Excellent.
All right, hug and kiss those radios back home. Father Marty.
Oh, ace serve by Jenna.
Doyle Hoyer. All our friends and family, Nike fans back listening. As an ace served up by Jared Stevens. And we hear Grandpa Delbert in the background. I don't know if you can hear him at home or not through the headset, but he is excited. Set. Hit.
Out.
So that's two in a row that Wilson's hit out.
She's getting a little frustrated right
now. So it's almost like let her do it. And
all right, next ball she gets. Our defense has got to be ready for a tip.
13-10, a little run by the Nikes. Behind the serve of Taryn Stevens. Set by Howard.
Out
too much.
Oh.
By Breitfelter.
Well, they call it a touch?
They call it a tip. Okay.
They call it a touch on the block. Darn.
So after a little 6-3 run, the
nice
Nikes
pass,
momentum stand.
Reach, reach.
The set was a little bit too close
tight.
To
yep.
the too close to the fence. Harrell couldn't get it. Little pep talk there by Harrell to setter Bence. And here's the serve by Breitfelter into the net. We'll take them however we can get them.
The net is not their friend tonight, that's for sure.
14-12, set four, state championship volleyball. Notre Dame on serve, All-Stater Gabby Deary throws it in the air, winds up.
Nice serve.
Puts her in play. Set, hit.
Good
Deary
pass.
Good. Set by Bence. Hit by Bence.
Oh, nice.
Ace. Not an ace.
Kill.
A kill. Yeah. Call whatever you want. Springfield doesn't like it. 15-12 Nikes. They want a timeout. We'll take one, too. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
The holiday season is upon us, and Pilot Grove Savings Bank wants to remind listeners of the importance of supporting our local businesses. Just like your dollars spent locally benefit local businesses and boost the local economy, if you deposit your dollars with a community bank like Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we can turn around and make loans to your friends and neighbors. Eat, drink, shop, bank local this holiday season. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the powerhouse, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the powerhouse Notre Dame Nikes looking to win back-to-back state titles in 1A volleyball. They're a step closer. They lead 15-12 and two sets to one with Gabby Deary on serve. Here we go. You can hear the crowd chanting in the background. There's Deary serve.
Nice serve,
Mattis pass. Howard set. Wilson.
Short. Nice job.
Dink. Set. Hit.
Oh,
Vance.
Nice up by
Lavelle. Diving save by Mattis. Here's Wilson again.
There it is.
Stevens. Vance. Harrell. Big hit, but it's defended. Set her down. Defended by the Nikes.
Excellent.
Harrell puts it down. Howard. Here comes Wilson.
Ouch.
Way too much again.
No touch.
Is she losing her legs a bit? Is she not getting high enough to get the angle?
Yeah, she's not getting high enough to hit on that ball.
16-12.
She's a little frustrated. We got some finally get some blocks up there on her.
16-12 Nikes. Deary serve in the air over the net. Mattis pass. Howard set.
Oh, trouble.
Oh, they can't handle it.
Oh.
Does that count as an ace?
Yes, it does.
Her third of the night. We thank Precision Energy Services, your solar provider in Southeast Iowa, for joining us on the broadcast tonight, as well as Deary, Corsican State Farm,
nice serve,
Reed Landscaping and Turf, and Great River Health. As
nice
they block,
Peterson.
Mattis to Howard.
Ooh.
What do they call it? Double hit?
Double.
Back row.
Oh,
back row. I noticed it.
No, it's a... I believe Libero was in front of the 10-foot line. She overhand set that. So whoever hit that third ball has to stay down.
Got it.
That was the call.
Got it. Okay, I'm glad you know that. I'll probably not catch a ton of those. Deary puts it in play. Battle at the net.
Oh,
save,
nice.
Save. Holy cow, what a bounce for the Nikes. Here comes Wilson.
Nice.
Save
by
Deary. Bence. To Bence. Oof. Defended by Springville.
Tip, tip, tip. Nice job. Get it
back
out
to
here.
The Nikes. Harrell.
Harrell. Oh, nice up. Oh, that's a double.
Double hit. Double hit. There it is.
Wow. What
One
a
point closer. 19-12.
You could just feel it in here that Notre Dame has his. Ooh. I don't want to jinx them.
I can tell you this. There's energy in the building right now with Notre Dame just 6 points away from back-to-back state championships. Here's Deary serve.
Oh.
Mattis can't handle it.
Ace.
Time out, Springville. Nikes lead 20-12. We're going to keep it right here as the Notre Dame faithful having a blast. I see, you know, there's Mike Kelker up there.
Yeah, I see him.
In the stands. You know, Mike Kelker stepped up last year to coach volleyball. We didn't have a coach.
Right.
Coach Nita Carlson had retired. Mike Kelker's like, well, I guess I'll do it. And he had asked, I think, Mike Davis and Susan Reed for some help. Mike gets COVID.
Yeah.
Mike gets COVID preseason, so he's out. That's how Mike Davis and Susan Reed ended up kind of as co-head coaches last year. Mike kind of took the head coaching role into the state tournament last year, and there's Kelker up there cheering him on high above the stands here in the powerhouse, and now Mike Davis, Susan Reed, as well as Coach Belger and Coach Baker, or Coach Stevens, have Notre Dame 5 points away from back-to-back state championships. 20-12, Nikes lead.
Cabby's on a little run here, this serves.
Deary on serve, coming off an ace, set by Howard. Big hit by Wilson.
Oh.
Blocked, out of bounds, point to Springville. So that momentum finally stopped by Springville. 20-13 in set four. Notre Dame leads 2-1. We got an injury.
Bloody nose.
It's their setter, Nia Howard. So, coach's daughter took a shot to the nose. And of course, last night, you know, we had to pause play because Gabby Deary needed stitches in her chin. But we'll reset things here again. Notre Dame dropped the opening set, 25-21, but came back to win the next two, 25-16 and 25-21. Now the score stands: Nikes 20, Orioles 13. It was Springville that ousted the Nikes in the sub-state final in basketball last January and February.
I'm a Springville.
The Nikes remember that, and they're trying to get a little revenge on the volleyball court tonight, Jim.
Yeah. If I was Springville, I'd take as much time as possible. We do not want their setter coming out, and she's staying in.
Okay, she's ready to go.
She's ready to go. stuff a couple of cotton swabs up the nose, and she's ready.
It's interesting. Most sports, when you got to stop play for a player, usually they got to sit out. That's not true in volleyball?
Nope, not in volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some blood on the floor, so they got to get the medical crew out here.
Speaking of the medical crew, big shout-out to Aaron Bush, the trainer for the Nikes. He's done a fantastic job from Great River Health and the Wellness Plaza over there. We thank Aaron's dedication to the program over the years, and she jumped into action quickly and got Gabby Deary's bleeding stopped on the chin last night, and then they had to head to the hospital and get stitches afterward. So Aaron Bush, a big part of the team's success, as well as our athletic trainer from Great River Health. And as we wait for play to start again, we'll thank our sponsors, Great River Health, my full-time employer, and Reed Landscaping and Turf, swimming pools to Christmas lights, everything in between. Call Reed Landscaping and Turf. Korshkin State Farm, like a good neighbor, John Korshkin is there. Yes, check out the Korshkin agency for your home and auto insuring needs, also mortgages, all sorts of other financial offerings. State Farm with John Korshkin. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda. They got more cars than you might imagine. There's been a shortage of them, but Deary's got you covered. Brad Deary Honda and Deary Brothers in West Burlington. And for tonight, major sponsor, Precision Energy Services. Precision Energy Services Solar. Just put solar at West Burlington High School. Put solar over in Notre Dame. They got solar all over the ag industry throughout Iowa and Illinois. They got solar on Summer Street Animal Clinic. They'll put solar on your house. Tired of paying that energy bill? They can take it down to zero much more affordably than you might think with financing available. Check out Precision Energy Services. And like I'm saying, just call 319-601-1556 right now. He's sitting in the gym, and he'll give you a tremendous state volleyball discount on your solar install at your house or business. Brian Pee Wee Fleming, 319-601-1556.
It looks like, they do have to come out.
Okay, so she's going to come out at least for
one play,
and checking in for the Orioles is Kennedy Breitfelter, as we again thank our sponsors for supporting all the postseason volleyball, starting with the West Burlington Regional Final, right on through the trip to state here for the Nikes. 2013, Notre Dame leads in set four. Wilson puts a serve in play. Stevens, pass, Bentz, set, Bentz, kill, blocked!
Okay. Here comes the setter back in.
2014, and Nia Howard, the setter, comes back in with a smile on her face and a cotton swab in her nose. Tough kid.
All right, let's go, Notre Dame. Let's get a good pass here.
Lauren Wilson serve. Oh. The net is her friend. She just barely gets it over. 2015.
That little break there gave some momentum to Springville. Let's go, Notre Dame. Let's get a pass here.
Here comes the serve. It's the dink serve. Parkin saves it. Bentz to Bentz. Hit it where they ain't. Oh, they dive and save it. Howard.
Nice block.
And it's in.
Megan Harrell with a nice block.
Big block by Megan Harrell. Woo! 21-15, Nikes.
Here we go.
They stem the tide on that Oriole run. Now Harrell will serve with her adrenaline pumping. Defended by Springville. Set, hit, blocked.
Nice job.
Stevens, Bentz. Here comes her sister. Come on. Denied.
Oh.
Great save by Korshkin. The Orioles is trying to get it back in play.
Out. Ooh.
Deary. Stevens. Bentz keeps it in play for the Nikes. Pass. Set. Hit.
Tip.
The dink.
Oh.
They got it. 21-16. Again, Notre Dame leads 2-1. We'll play 5 if the Orioles can come back and eke out a victory here in set number 4. But Notre Dame just 4 short points away from back-to-back state championships in 1A volleyball. Here's Nahazel on serve for the Orioles.
Nice
Parkins,
pass.
Bentz,
back row set.
Deary, back row hit.
Oh,
got it, but a diving save by the Orioles.
Set
it up.
Out of bounds.
Out.
Oh, nice idea. It was there.
21-17.
Looks like Springfield's got a little breath of fresh air now. The crowd's into it.
It's deja vu all over again. Holy Trinity came back from a 15-6 deficit in game 3 last night and made a match of it. Hit by Bentz, defended. Set by Bentz. Parkins, back row hit by Deary.
Nice.
There it goes!
Oh, nice shot, Gabby. Ooh. That wasn't even a fast hit.
Number 17 for Deary. These girls are digging deep. 22-17. On serve. Jenna Bentz. Pass. Set. Hit. Defended by Deary. What a save. And Belger, a diving save.
Double contact on
Darn it.
That was a nice effort by Gabby.
Amazing effort by Deary and Belger. Her uncles, Jason and Joe, up sitting there. And grandparents, Bill and Linda. As Howard puts the serve in play to Bentz. To Bentz. Now back to Bentz.
Nice.
Mattis to Howard. Here comes the hit.
Short. Good job.
Parkins.
Good read.
Good pass. Bentz. Oh. Down it goes.
Oh.
Big time, Abby.
Notre Dame got away.
We said it earlier. Korshkin seems to come through when we need a point. She got one there, 23-18. But were we in the net?
Double contact was not called there. Oof. They got
we'll take it however we can get it. Ew! I thought it was an ace. They dived and saved it. Bentz on the save in the back row. Bentz, set. Bentz, back row hit.
Oh.
That is a kill. One point away from history in Cedar Rapids.
Nice job by Notre Dame.
The Nike fans are on their feet. Josie Bentz on serve. Defended. Into the net. They handle it. Great save by Howard. Bentz, save. Bentz, pass. Belger. Wait.
Out of bounds. Out of bounds. Outside the antenna.
Outside the antenna. 24-19. Going to call a timeout. Orioles. Nope, Notre Dame wants a timeout.
Oh.
Woo! My heart rate is up, and I'm just sitting here calling the darn thing on the radio. The fans are on the edge of, well, not on the edge of their seats. They're all out of their seats. The Springville fans, the Nike fans, both benches, all the coaches.
Hey, maybe we can get Katie Stevens in on a pass. What do you think?
We saw Katie Stevens in for one serve on Tuesday night. We'll see.
Nope,
she's not coming in because we're not on serve at this point. 24-19, Grace Mattis, the 5'4 libero, the senior. She helped put the Nikes down in basketball. What will happen in volleyball? Serve. Pass. Set by Bentz. Set or dump. A diving save. Howard brings it back over. Parkins. Bentz. Deary!
Oh, out of bounds. Out of bounds.
Just out.
Oh, I thought that was going to be it.
24-20.
Oh.
The Orioles aren't out of the nest yet. State championship on the line. Parkins, Bentz, Korshkin for the win! History unfolding in front of our eyes.
Wow.
In Cedar Rapids, Big Time Abby comes through for the Nikes with the kill to win it all.
Wow.
25-20. In set number four.
Wow. Just wow. That's all you can just say, huh?
At 8:44 Central Time, November 4th, 2021, the Notre Dame Nikes make history. Back-to-back state champions in 1A volleyball in Iowa. It has been done before, but not by the Nikes. What a night. For not only Notre Dame sports, but Southeast Iowa Super Conference sports here in Cedar Rapids. The teams are in the handshake line. We see a lot of smiles and a few tears for Springville. Well, it's only fitting. It was Springville that ousted the Nikes in sub-state basketball last winter, and it's the Nikes outlast Springville in volleyball for the championship.
A little payback, huh?
We'll be back to wrap this one up and try to catch up with Coach Mike Davis. And maybe a couple of players we'll see. As Notre Dame is your 1A state volleyball champion in Iowa. 3-1 over Springville. We'll be back with our post-game show after this on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and News Radio 99.3.
All tournament team.
And 1490 KBUR. We're going to keep it.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll get the all tournament team. We'll come back, get those announcements for you. No, we will take.
They're doing right now.
Oh, they're
going
to do it right now. Yeah. We'll keep it right here. So we will. I'm going to have you listen.
Okay.
If you want to take your headphones off, you probably can hear. You can cue me in on.
Josie Bentz.
Josie Bentz. Your first member of the all-tournament team. I guess Deary might be the MVP.
MVP, yep. No-brainer there.
Lauren Wilson for
Springville.
Springville. We could see somebody from Holy Trinity, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
matter of fact, there
right
I see.
They're right in front of us.
Yeah, they're all over there. Natalie Randolph.
Oh, look at
that.
How awesome is that?
Sophomore Natalie Randolph, and there's her parents, Brad and Jan over there, sister Cassie getting some video. How cool is that? Natalie Randolph from Holy Trinity joining that Holy, or the
Jenna Bentz on
the all-tournament team. So the Bentz twins.
Bentz twins, and Gabby's going to be the MVP here.
And then Mia Howard. Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Yep. Junior.
She is very, very good, and just a junior.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my dentist.
Here it comes.
He's not here to check my white teeth, though. That's the
father
of the Randolph girls and the uncle of the MVP.
Yes, MVP for Gabby.
They just announced it. Notre Dame Nike's outside hitter, the All-Stater, Gabby Deary, your tournament MVP.
The three girls on the Notre Dame team.
Sitting up there with her cousin, Natalie Randolph. How cool is that?
Wow.
And the Bentz twins. You know, the Bentz twins, heading into the 2020 fall season, they didn't have a team.
Oh, yeah.
Illinois shut down sports. They didn't have a team. They had to go somewhere.
Yep.
I know they checked out a number of schools in eastern Iowa that were near enough by to travel to. And say what you will, there's various commentary surrounding that, but the story is this. The Bentz family moved to Burlington, Iowa, and the girls, just phenomenal, and they wrapped their season up and their career up at Notre Dame with an all-tournament nod for both the Bentz twins as well as Gabby Deary, the MVP. So back-to-back years, Notre Dame's got the MVP. Last year, Katie Stevens. This year, Gabby Deary. What a story unfolding in front of us as the Nikes repeat as 1A state volleyball champions. We will take a quick 1 minute break and back with more postgame after this on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, where the Notre Dame Nikes have just completed what many said couldn't and wouldn't be done, and that is repeat as state champion 1A volleyball here in Iowa. just saw an amazing moment. We've talked about it throughout the season. Katie Stevens, last year's tournament MVP, out all season with a torn ACL. But her sister, Taryn, the sophomore, really stepped up and played big. And they just had a tearful embrace here right at center court. Really, really cool moment for all of the Stevens family. Just really, really neat to see those two girls. And, you know, Katie, again, we said at the pregame, Katie didn't have to stick around and be part of the team and all that. But, boy, she did. She even got the winning serve in the first victory against Tri-Center on Tuesday night. So the Nikes down Tri-Center 3-1. They beat Holy Trinity last night 3-0. And tonight they outlast Springville 3-1. They dropped the first set, but never gave up hope and won the last three. It was a Abby Korshkin kill at the end that sent the Nikes to the championship. And hats off to Springville. Springville, they came back.
Yeah, they did.
They got it back, 25-20 there in set number three. I was starting to get nervous, Jen.
Oh, that's a great job. Great job by both teams. It was a pretty awesome match.
It really was, and how cool to have Holy Trinity here with Natalie Randolph making that all-tournament team just as a sophomore. Really neat moment, you know, to have cousins out there, Gabby Deary and Natalie Randolph, and they'll both be back, right?
Yes.
Natalie just a sophomore, Gabby a junior, the tournament MVP. They're getting all their photos taken right now as the song We Are the Champions echoes throughout a slow-to-empty Alliant Energy powerhouse. We'll try to grab Coach Davis, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll get Gabby Deary on for a quick post-game interview. But again, big thanks to Chris and Sam. Sam Wynn and Chris back at the River Park Studios, making Chin and I sound like we're at least halfway know what we're doing up here in Cedar Rapids. And thanks to all the fans and friends and family that hugged and kissed those radios throughout this week to nudge Notre Dame on to this state championship in 1A volleyball. Back-to-back state championships for Notre Dame. Also, state champs with West Burlington in boys soccer. So Notre Dame holds a couple of state championship teams right now back down in Southeast Iowa. So it was quite a match. Notre Dame, again, probably didn't play their best match that they could have.
That's scary, isn't it?
But it sure was good enough at the right time, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. This is what a great memory for these girls, back to back like this. Most players don't even get to do it once.
Oh, I know it. I know it. It's it really is a unique opportunity for these girls, all the family, all the kids. I mean, I'm so lucky, heck, to have a little third grader. I mean, she looks up to these girls like they're heroes, and it's just really neat to see all the young kids here and all the Notre Dame faithful. Notre Dame's not a very big school, right? We got 100 and some odd kids. I think about 99% of them are sitting over there in the bleachers wearing those light blue state volleyball T-shirts. We'll take a quick break and be back in a minute to see if we can catch up with some of the Nike coaches and players for some post-game comments right after this on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. It's back-to-back state championships for you Notre Dame Nikes. Joined by Coach Mike Davis. We had some technical difficulty last night. I think we got a nice clear signal to celebrate this win tonight. Coach Davis, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Like I said, it's been a long road, and I'm
kind of glad it's over. Hate to see it end, but it's been a long season. We're ready to get some rest.
And Springville didn't make it easy on you. They came out and played very well in that first set, but you guys responded well. Did they do anything different that you didn't expect?
No, they've got some bigger swingers that we haven't seen since maybe some of our tournaments, playing some of these bigger classes. You don't run into 1A teams that have three hitters like that that can put the ball away. Their little setter, you know, I'd put her up against anybody. She was phenomenal. She did a great job.
And could serve.
Yes, yes.
She was a tremendous server.
Yes.
And that 23, Lauren Wilson, I think she hit it as hard as anybody I've seen all year.
Yes, she did. Like I said, it's like it kind of came out there and we just weren't ready for it. I don't know if we just flat, whatever it is. That's kind of our MO all year long is just, you know, hey, let's not make it easy. So,
Did you make any changes in set two or three when we kind of stemmed the tide and kind of really got things going?
In set three, I believe, we did switch it up a little bit. We put Gabby back in the middle because Gabby's a little better blocker there in the middle. I don't know if that made a difference. Sometimes it's just getting the girls moving around, and sometimes they think it's a better option, and it just makes them play better. But, no, we were just trying to do whatever we could. They got a lot of touches on us tonight. Usually we go out swinging and we find the floor quite a bit. And they were, at that first game, I don't know, it took us forever to probably get five kills. So they played some pretty awesome defense.
Two really cool moments that I want to talk about. Three, actually. One was the cousins on the all-tournament team to have Natalie Randolph from Holy Trinity and Gabby Deary, the cousins, as the MVP. That, you don't see that very often.
No,
that's really
no.
Cool. The Stevens girls, of course, Katie out with the injury, to seeing them, I mean, hugging and high-fiving and just having a blast together is so neat. But let's go back to the first night, that last point against Tri-Center. Step me through what happened there.
The last point at Tri-Center?
I think we had somebody special come in
serve. That's, yeah, that's right. We had Katie Stevens came in and serve. Like I said, we did that once in the season on senior night. I don't tell her therapist that I did that. I don't know if she was supposed to be out there, but she had clear instructions that not to enter that court. So, it was a really good opportunity because, like I said, if I would have done it that night, these last two matches we had, she wouldn't have had the opportunity. They were neck and neck the whole time. So we got one little opportunity in there. We had a nice little lead there at the end of the game, and she got to go in and serve and finish it off. It was kind of neat for her.
Well, we finished it off tonight, back-to-back state championships. Coach, I don't know what you got planned for an encore. Three in a row.
I'll tell you what, we got
the trifecta.
We got some pieces. We're gonna be leaving us, so we got to get some girls in the gym and get it figured out. So we'll give them a little bit of break. We'll give them a little fall winter season off, and then we'll be back in the gym and trying to figure it out again.
Well, hey, right now you're back-to-back state champs, and congratulations, Coach Davis. Appreciate all you've done for the program, and thanks again for taking time to chat tonight.
No, it's been fun. Like I said, I want to thank everybody at the Notre Dame. The parents have been great. We've had so many people step up, volunteer, you know, whatever we need. You know, we rode trailways up here 3 days in a row, and I know those ain't cheap, so everybody stepped up, helped out, and it's been really great for the program.
Okay, well, hey, thanks again, and that's Coach Mike Davis for the Nikes. You're back-to-back 1A state champions here at the Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. So we will go ahead and wrap this one up. Chin, thank you for three great nights of volleyball analytics and commentary. Appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun. We got a little streak going now.
We do. We mentioned it last night for a minute, but we are now undefeated in this building as a team. So we'll see what next year brings.
Yep.
But, boy, it's been fun. Thanks so much for
You're
being
welcome.
A part of the broadcast.
Thanks. Happy to help.
So, again, for that's Chin Nguyen from the Iowa Rockets, a great travel club volleyball team. You can research them online. They got a Facebook page and a website, iowarockets.com. Here comes their director, actually. And that's how these girls get to where they're at, is back-to-back state champions. A couple of them are Rockets, and we saw the results tonight. So thanks to Chin. Thanks to Chris and Sam back at the studios. Ben Vogel helping on the sales staff, getting all the sponsorships in line. Steve Hexum making sure all the programming sounds good. My family for letting me spend these late nights in Cedar Rapids calling these games. To all of our friends, our at-home producer at the Memorial Park Studios, Jason Marlowe, the in-house statistician, P.W. Fleming, and our game sponsors, Great River Health, Reed Landscaping and Turf, Korshkin State Farm, Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda, and Precision Energy Services. Back-to-back state championships for the Notre Dame Nikes. What a moment tonight in Cedar Rapids. This has been High School Championship Volleyball. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Casey Fleming for Chinwin, for Chris and Sam back at the studios. We will see you soon on the basketball court on KBUR. This has been High School Volleyball from the state tournament on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com. The Nikes are the champs. Good night from Cedar Rapids.
The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground, all is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees, pre-lit with LED lights. Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments. Displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list. From rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Notre Dame State Tournament Volleyball has been brought to you by Deary Brothers Automotive in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. Other major sponsors include Great River Health, John Korshkin State Farm Insurance, and Reed's Landscapes and Turf Inc.
Also brought to you tonight by major sponsor Precision Energy Savings.
Tonight's game is also brought to you by Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Pizza Ranch, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Courtesy Door, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping, and Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Defending the mandate. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The White House standing by its requirement for COVID vaccines for employers.
The White House is aligning itself with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's deadline for companies of 100 workers or more to require vaccinations or be fined per violation. As Republican-led states push back, Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre